Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the program, he's one of the analysts on the program, along with Rodney Harrison, Mike Tirico, and Mike Florio, among others. Chris Sims, Hall of Famer, most importantly, two-time Super Bowl champion, one as a coach, one as a player. Let's bring into the show Coach Tony Dungy. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great, Coach, and we appreciate your time. Before we get into the game, Sunday trade deadline came and went. Not a ton of activity, a lot of rumors, as you would expect. How surprised were you, Tony, that a flurry of activity did not go down and some bigger name players were dealt?
Well, it's always hard at that time because people are under pressure. Everybody's looking to make a deal, but everybody is basically trying to get the best out of it. And so you've got to get two sides who are willing to work together and may not get everything they want. And that's usually where it breaks down. Hey, we want this player, but we don't want to give up much. We want to get rid of this player, and we want to get a lot for him. And those are hard deals to make sometimes under the deadline.
Now, Tone, I don't know if a lot of people recall, but you were number nine for the Minnesota Gophers. When I was in high school, I used to go to all the games, Bob. We were allowed to go. It was outdoors. I think Kent Kitzman was his running back. And we used to go to all the games. They used to have a list. We could go in and watch all the games. And I remember watching Tony, who was from Michigan, play for the Gophers every year. And then, Tone, 8-0 Gophers? What are you thinking?
Unbelievable. This probably coming up, their game against Penn State, I would say the biggest game that the University of Minnesota has had in the last 25 years. And we're going to see if they're for real. They haven't played a great schedule yet, but all you can do is beat the teams that are on the schedule. They're going to get a great test with Penn State, but should be a fantastic atmosphere, and I can't wait.
Now, Tone, put your D coordinator hat on and your Belichick. What are you going to do to try to stop Lamar and the option? They play a ton of man. A lot of times option teams, you don't want to play man. What do you think?
Well, you know, everybody's talking about Bill Belichick and what he does to young quarterbacks, but this is one situation where I think the Ravens are actually dictating because there aren't a lot of things you can do. I would imagine that Bill Belichick has, and we're going to cover this on our show Sunday night, but I think Bill Belichick has been on the phone with his good friend Nick Saban down at Alabama and saying, Nick, how do you deal with this? How do I stop this play? What's the best thing to do with these RPOs? How can I put pressure on the quarterback and make him throw the ball? They don't want Lamar Jackson to run. But the one thing that I know Bill Belichick has studied, that is the game plan that Miami came in with. And Lamar Jackson only had 6 yards rushing against Miami, but he destroyed that man coverage and all the blitzes and no middle safety. He destroyed him in the passing game. So I think they're going to try to take the runaway, force Lamar to throw, but there aren't a lot of options. You can't, hey, we're going to double cover this guy, or we're going to move the safety here, we're going to blitz this way, because you have to always have somebody honoring the quarterback, which is different. That's like college football, and that's what's going to the Patriots this week.
I would think having Brett Bielema on the defensive staff, who's been a longtime college coach, defensive coach, head coach, that would be a benefit too, don't you think?
It absolutely is. They're going to have some ideas of how to do it, but there's a couple of things that are problematic. Number one, you have to change your scheme and your thought process. And then number two, to really practice this, I'm anxious to see what they're going to do in practice. Will they use Mohamed Sanu or maybe Julian Edelman as the scout team quarterback? Because you got to get somebody who can simulate that speed and athleticism that you're going to have to deal with. So, yeah, they're going to have some thoughts on how to do it. But, you know, there aren't a lot of things that you can do. There aren't a lot of real exotic things you can think up. They're going to have to just come out and execute, have those eyes on Lamar Jackson, have a lot of people around the line of scrimmage, and then you got to hope that your secondary guys can cover man-to-man and take away those explosive plays. And I don't know what's the – maybe you guys can tell me what's the latest injury report on Marquise Brown. I think he could be critical. If he's playing, I think he'll give them some big headaches.
Yeah, we're not going to know till today. But I would anticipate, Tony, as much as he's been out, that he'll be back and ready to go. But the only problem with Marquise is if you see him up close and personal, Tony, he is – not big and not a big bone guy. And it seems like every time he catches a ball, he gets hurt, you know, but he's explosive.
You know, and he is a little guy, but I tell you what, if they put him in the slot and there's no middle safety because that safety is coming towards the line of scrimmage to deal with Lamar in the running game, if he's got a two-way go, he can get in the slot, shake, get off the line, and just run posts and corner routes and run away from people, they're going to have a tough time dealing with him.
Tony Dungy joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You can see him this coming Sunday night, football night in America, NBC. They'll have the coverage of the Ravens and Patriots, 8:15 kickoff. Vinny did his film study earlier, Coach, about New England's defense, and right now they're putting up historic numbers. How would you view them right now? We don't want to put them in with the 85 Bears or the Steel Curtain that you played for or the 2000 Ravens, but are they as good as advertised?
They're good, and the thing that they do, they can change game plans, and they can play different styles of defenses depending on who they're playing. We saw them against the Jets and just say, you know what, we're going to blitz and play man coverage with no help because we don't think the Jets can handle that. We don't think Sam Darnold can handle that. Then they play someone else, they do something completely different. And that is going to be something in their favor because they are going to have to play a different style against Lamar Jackson. But, you know, talent-wise, this is not the 85 Bears. This is, you know, 7 or 8 Hall of Famers and Pro Bowl players. This is a good unit that plays well together, and they places their strength into the opponent's weakness. But I'm really fired up to see this game. I think Baltimore is going to give them some problems.
And Tony, let's look at New England's offense because watching them on film, you know, nobody really scares you, you know, especially deep. The offensive line is not a knock you off the ball or real good in pass protection. And they've got Edelman and they've got White, who they seem like they like to throw it to. Other than that, you know, it doesn't seem like much. And if Cleveland doesn't turn the ball over, Cleveland would have had a shot to win that game.
Cleveland was in the game and Cleveland ran the ball on this defense well. They got pressure on Brady. They covered the receivers pretty well. Buffalo had a chance to win that game. If Buffalo could have done anything on offense, they had a chance to win that game earlier in the season. This is not an offense that's going to put up 30 points without their defense helping them, giving them short fields and you know, controlling the line of scrimmage. If Baltimore plays well on offense, doesn't turn it over. You know, Lamar can't have one of those games like he had against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But if they just do what they've done on offense, don't let the Patriots defense win it, then I think that Baltimore will be able to control this offense well enough that it's going to be a great game.
So, Tony, what do you think of the AFC North? Is it the Ravens and everybody else, or do you think Pittsburgh's got a shot in them? Or, you know, Cleveland with their schedule, can they get things squared away?
I don't think Cleveland. I think Cleveland is too up and down, and they've got some growing up to do. Pittsburgh, if they could get on a roll with their schedule, maybe they make things tight by the end of the year. But I really think Baltimore is just the most consistent team. They've got to be the odds-on favorite to win this division right now.
Football Night in America starts 7 o'clock Sunday. Hall of Famer Tony Dungy joining us. Vinny and Haney, Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll be watching Sunday night for sure.
Hey, thank you. We're looking forward to a great game, and I think it's going to be phenomenal. I'm excited for it already.
All right, thanks, Tone.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Tony Dungy joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, undefeated Patriots, first place, of course, in their division, the AFC East, of the Ravens 2 games up in the AFC North.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.